It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy.
Alrighty, guys. Welcome back to Resin Mastery, exploring iCoat epoxy. I am Rachel, and I am with my co-host, Ian. How are you doing today, Ian?
Great, Rachel. It's spring, and it's beautiful out there. We just had a great Easter and heading into summer, so I'm excited.
Oh, yes, I'm excited. And I had a great Easter as well. I hope you guys did too. You know, the only thing I'm not excited about for the summer is the actual heat. But hey, you know, at least we're moving on to the next. And before we do, I thought it would be a great idea to talk about spring cleaning, guys. And no, not your mother's spring cleaning, not the kind where she throws a mop in your hand and she says, get to the corners that nobody touches, you know. This is more so the idea of taking inventory for you guys who are starting, you know, just kind of revamping your business. Maybe you've been in business for a year or a couple years, or maybe you're just starting, but it's a time to reassess and take stock and see, what can I clean up in my life? What can I clean up within my business? So do you want to kind of, explain that a little bit more, Ian?
Yeah, no, I think you're bang on target with this, because my office, if I look around my office at the moment, I could do with a spring cleaning. And it is not just wiping the dust off things, but it is taking stock of things and saying, do I need this anymore? Oh, I haven't used this in a while. Maybe this is a mold I could, you know, take and use for something. I haven't done one of these jobs in a while. Why am I not getting any memorial jobs? Am I not advertising to memorials? This is the time to, like you said, take stock, look at all the different inputs that you have for your business and try and figure out, what could I be doing better? What could I do be doing more of? What do I want to be doing less of? So yeah, it's that whole side of things. And then there are some ideas for, one, cleaning epoxy pieces, refreshing items and things. We'll get into that too.
Okay, yeah. And I really like what you said too, because the one thing I hadn't really thought of is like, well, yeah, part of spring cleaning is, you know, and taking inventory is, what don't I need? What have I been doing? Like, have I been over purchasing like a certain product or under purchasing? So I really like that you kind of, in the nutshell, made that point. Because,
you know, and I think what we've got as well is a situation where people will get comfortable in the way they're doing things and the things they offer. And before they know it, they're looking at their business and they're saying, why am I not getting as much work as I was doing before? Oh, because everyone's doing this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never thought that. So this is the time to take a moment within your work to look around, get online, get onto our AI agent that we have on artist.icoatproducts.com. Ask it questions. We're feeding it constantly with a knowledge base of amazing information that comes directly from the source and experience. Ask it what new molds are out there. Find out, Google online, use different AI tools to also look at, you know, what are people making? What's trending? You'll be stunned with what things like Perplexity or ChatGPT can offer in the way of information that you probably totally miss, because the way old search engines used to work, and this is another point, Rachel, I think this is part of the spring cleaning as well, which is your marketing needs.
Yes. So
because
important.
Because there was a stat out that I just published in a report that I can make available. And I'll make it available actually in the footnotes of this, which says that at the moment, we've just reached over 58% of all Google searches don't end in a click, which means that people aren't jumping into people's websites because they're finding the answer through the AI tools that Google offer.
Interesting.
Now, right. So that number's going up. And as that number goes up, what does that mean for your website? It means that maybe SEO is not as important as it was, and maybe there's some other ideas that you need to be trying to generate business. And I've covered it all in the report. It will be in our show notes. So thank you for reminding me of that. That's actually a really good extra spring cleaning thing that people can do, because again, if people get stale in business, before you know it, things are eroding and you don't know why.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And like before you know it, you've got this warped conception of, or is that the word? Like just understanding of like, huh, okay, this is what works for my business, but it's not what works for your business anymore. You know,
right.
Times change constantly. And I think that that's the one thing, I think I've said this in another podcast, that's the one thing that we can all take hold of is change, because it's constantly happening, you know, in our businesses, in our personal lives, every aspect of the world always changing. My neighborhood doesn't look the same as it looked 10 years ago, you know?
There you go. Yeah. Now, and I'll tell you something that is really exciting. I talked to Tim from iCoat the other day, and he's got a product coming out this year that is going to change, the floral preservation market for good. I mean, it is probably, I can't tell you too much what it is, but stay tuned because, I mean, this is going to blow people's socks off when they see it. It's that good and it's that exciting. So, yeah, again, it's change, right? So spring cleaning is all part of change. It's refreshing, reevaluating, taking account of all the different inputs and things you're using. Again, look on the tool section that we've got as well, because you may be thinking, I always get stuck with these bubbles around the edge, but, you know, maybe that's just what I have to put up with. It isn't. There's a tool out there that's a wax pen that you can go in and it pops all the bubbles around the edges if you have any. These are things that you need to be taking stock of. So yeah, it's a great moment for this.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And it's, you know, right before the summer, like kind of gives you a little bit of a buffer before the temperatures change, before there's other, because that's also another thing you kind of have to take into account when you're doing things with epoxy is, do I have a stable environment, right, to do my work in? Or does the weather also kind of affect that? Like, am I changing the temperature on this AC that I need, you know, in this controlled environment? Because it does need to be a controlled environment. So before that even comes up, definitely, you know, think about all of the things that you need to do in order to get to a good point where that's the least of your worry, or like that's the most of your worries, is like the environment that you're making the epoxy in, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about cleaning, because we do have questions from our audience that ask, I have these beautiful wedding pieces that my bouquet is in there, and I have bride's gifts that are also encased in epoxy and trinkets. How do I clean these things? Do I just wipe them with a wet towel, or but how do I get them streak free? And it's real simple. It's Windex. It's glass cleaner. So because epoxy is non-porous, so nothing can penetrate it. And because it's food grade, because it's non-porous, you can actually just go in with Windex and a cloth and clean it with that, and actually polish it with that. And it will look absolutely beautiful and sparkling when you've actually done it. The Windex won't damage it. You know, there's no point using any harsher chemicals in it, because this really should just get anything off that's on there, dust levels, bit of grease, whatever. Windex should clean up absolutely beautiful. So whether it's river tables, trays, ring holders, you know, things gather dust. Easy way to make them sparkling and clean again is to just get in there and actually just use some Windex and just polish it off.
Yeah, and Windex smells really good. So it's like one of my favorite cleaners, and it's easy. So multiple surfaces, you know, you don't have to worry about like, oh, you have your ring holder in your bathroom, you're spraying it on your mirror, you got a little bit on your ring holder. That's fine. Just wipe it off, because that's what you would use anyways. But yeah, no, just, and that's the nice thing too, that people can like rest assured it's non-porous, you know? So if you're cleaning your countertops and you've got little kiddos who, you know, like to eat directly off of the countertop, like the little baby with their Cheerios, you know, you don't need to worry about that, because it is food grade and it's food safe. So that's one of my favorite parts about the iCoat epoxy versus some of the other on market epoxies, because the ones from, you know, other countries that don't regulate, you just have no clue what's in that, or, you know, what a kid is putting in their mouth, or you know.
Or whether the plastic's leaching, right? As yeah. We know with ours, because it is, you know, lead platinum. And if you go to the AI agent and Google what lead platinum is, it explains the whole thing to you, which basically means it's like food grade. It's it's safe. It's not going to leach. And, you know, we've obviously talked a lot in these different episodes about charcuterie boards and putting cheeses on them. If you put cheese onto granite or stone counters, you are going to see a mark that you're not going to get off in a hurry.
You know?
And you're going to be kind of annoyed. But you put cheeses on a epoxy countertop, it's fine. It's absolutely fine because you've got a pure surface to work with. Just in case anyone doesn't know, the Food and Drug Administration gives two surfaces the ability to be in restaurants. One is stainless steel and the other is epoxy because they're two surfaces that do not get contaminated where you put food on without being able to clean them thoroughly. So they're just absolutely fantastic for that. And again, it goes for your countertops, your charcuterie boards, any surface that you put food on that's epoxy coated with iCoat epoxy, you have no worries about it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So Rachel, thinking a bit more about things, let's think about some of the other things that we are looking for in this spring cleaning moment, right? So it's not only about cleaning, tidying up, it's maybe new ideas as well.
Yeah, kind of like cleaning up your idea book and in with the old, or in with the new, out with the old.
There you go. You got it right that time. Yeah.
I always say that. Oh my gosh, that's funny. But yeah, in with the new, out with the old kind of thing with like your catalog. What are you creating? Like, so, you know, like, and there's certain times of year, right? Like springtime where you're not going to want a certain product or where it's not going to sell as good. So maybe taking into account a like a steady rotation of what you're creating more of in a certain time, I think would be a good idea to kind of maybe look at your sales history and be like, oh, okay. Well, sold a lot of this, maybe didn't sell a lot of that. So, I mean, that probably depends on number one, what you're selling and what your market looks like, who you're selling to. So it would be something that varies person to person, but like, let's say, you know, you notice that coasters aren't selling for you as well as they were 2-3 years ago, right? You're like, you know, maybe do some research. See, number one, how many people, how saturated that part of the market is. Like the, you know, floral preservation, not saturated at all. So like maybe see about getting your foot, your toes dipped into that, you know, instead, if you've never tried it, or kind of just going over what the current market looks like. I work with cars outside of this. And when I work with cars, I have to take into account for people, well, you know, there's this specific vehicle, but it's not doing well on the market at the moment,
right?
You know, so that's why it's not got the value that you're looking for. Maybe wait another year or, you know, exactly. So it's kind of like that. You got to kind of assess.
You know, I've got a thought here when you're saying this, is because I wonder how many of the people out there who are making different resin things are thinking about seasonality. Christmas, Halloween, fall, July 4th, right? Being able to make custom products that fit specific times, like what a blessing, what an easy thing to do. Like having, you know, red and gold coasters around for Christmas, awesome. Having orange pumpkin-y ones for fall, awesome. Red, white, and blue for, you know, 4th of July. Now, what's even more cool about this as well is thinking seasonally, thinking about times to come, even like, you know, favorite football teams. Take decals of your favorite, like, football team or NBA team. Put them in coasters. People love that stuff. You're no worries with trademark situations because you're buying a decal that's already been sold. You're just encasing it in epoxy. And now you've got a whole market to as well. And like, what guy who's a huge Pittsburgh Steeler fan wouldn't want a Pittsburgh Steeler like coasters for their beer? Right?
Yeah, no, that's a good point to make. I love that. Especially because sports are rotating.
So into that stuff. You know, I've got to say as well, while we're talking about spring cleaning, about new things, they just put out on the iCoat website, on artist.icoatproducts.com, Metal Illusion Mica Powder, which is for mixing into the epoxy, and it's white, and it creates the most beautiful marble pearl effect. And you use different amounts of it for different, like, depth. But I mean, it is beautiful the way it works. So instead of just clear epoxy, this is like a marbled color. And I mean, oh, it's off the charts beautiful looking.
I love that, because pearlescent is like one of my favorite things, like cars, cups, like right. Anything pearlescent. I'm like, ooh, shiny.
Yeah, so hopefully these are some ideas that you listen out there, and maybe you've got some that you can, you know, turn us on to as well. So, you know, feel free to write to us at the show. Again, information in the show notes, how you can get in touch. But yeah, we'd love to hear more from you about what you're doing, how you've gone about spring cleaning, and whether some of these tips have actually paid off for you. Love helping people make more money doing what they're doing with epoxies, and supporting all of your efforts all along the way. So if you've got anything from me and Rachel, yeah, you know, please hit us up.
Yeah. And maybe, Ian, maybe our next episode could be strictly answering some of those questions that we've received.
Listener questions. I think that could be good. We should start together.
I think that would be good. Well, guys, I think that kind of concludes the spring cleaning ideas for now. I mean, we could go on and on and on, but, you know, we don't want to bore you at all, and we want to keep you waiting until the next episode. So thank you so much for tuning in. I had a lot of fun today, Ian, and I hope you guys come back next week.
So until next time, we'll see you again on Resin Mastery, exploring iCoat Epoxy. Have a great one.
You too. Bye.